The Pentagon hasn't been able to produce a clean financial audit for at least two decades. Well, now Congress is stepping in. Members of the House Armed Services Committee are about to take a deep look at DOD finances and the systems that support them. Texas Republican Mike Conaway and New Jersey Democrat Rob Andrews head up that panel. They're the same pair that looked into Pentagon procurement a couple of years back, and Andrews told us what this latest panel will do.
Our goal is to hasten the day when the Pentagon has the same kind of auditable financial statements that virtually everyone else in American life does.
Why has it taken so long to get to this point? What makes the Pentagon exempt from this?
Well, of course, the law doesn't make them exempt, but some realities do. The military is an incredibly complex organization. It obviously operates at times under very stressful conditions where accounting has to give way to survival. And there's also some ancient software systems and whatnot, which make it difficult technically to generate the information. I think the second reason, though, has been a lack of political will, where people have been unwilling to create this kind of transparency because they're, in some cases, afraid of what it might show.
Now, there was a business transformation office in the Pentagon that was supposed to do this, and they felt that that work had been done, so they disbanded that office, and it was taken over by other areas of DOD. Do you feel it might have been too soon to disband that office, and maybe they should have waited until there was auditable statements?
I don't think the problem was the disbanding of the office. I think it was the lack of power that office had to compel other agencies to invest in the software systems and the accounting systems necessary, and then to make sure that they followed up and did the job. That office really didn't have enough clout within the Pentagon world to achieve this objective. Congress has now stepped in very aggressively, and I think that we do have the clout to force this result to occur.
Now, they've spent something on software and systems because they spend billions on it every year.
Yeah.
Could the problem also be their business processes, regardless of what automation they apply to it, and will you look at those also?
Yeah, definitely. I think this is a three-part problem. Part of it is technical, things like software. Part of it is training and the culture of the organizations, where people are not necessarily trained to keep track of things the way people are. And then the third is the political will problem, where, again, we need to take this road wherever the evidence takes us. And that may create some embarrassment for a lot of people, members of Congress who've advocated for earmarked programs. It may create some embarrassment for administrations that have lost track of where the public's money has gone, defense contractors who've perhaps abused the system. I mean, at the very least, there's some embarrassment at the end of this road. At the very worst, there may be some criminality. And the only way you're going to find this is with an auditable financial system, and that's what we're going to accomplish here.
Do you feel like the biggest challenge is the technical business process angle, or is it going to be that culture and political will?
I think the biggest challenge is the culture and political will. Each service has its own turf, its own bureaucracy. The Congress, again, is eager to expose someone else's fraud, waste, and abuse, but not its own. And I do think that this is going to take some real persistence on part of the legislative branch to go wherever the evidence takes us.
Do you think this more reflects then on the Congress or on the Pentagon, depending on what you find?
Well, I think both. I think there's been a mutually convenient decision to ignore this problem for a long time because of what it might show. I'm not suggesting I have knowledge of any smoking gun sitting there of terrible abuses, but I'll tell you this. When you're spending $700 billion a year all over the world, and you can't with certainty say how many cases of water you have in warehouses, you can't with certainty say how much you've spent on research and development for software for an airplane or a ship, that's a problem. And it tells me that at the very best case scenario, there's just been redundancy and carelessness, and I assume there's been some more nefarious behavior along the way as well.
We're speaking with Rob Andrews, Democratic congressman from New Jersey, who is part of the House Armed Services Committee and its subcommittee or panel focusing on Pentagon financial management. Now, it was in some sense fairly easy to envision the types of things that would have to be in legislation following your earlier investigation of acquisition processes. Do you have any sort of model legislation in mind yet that might be able to get at this issue so that it becomes something DOD really has to inculcate?
We do not. Congressman Conaway, who's chairing this panel, has the correct orientation, which is we want to define the scope of the problem, learn the facts about the problem, and then see whether law is necessary to fix the problem. I think that's the right order of business. Rather than go into this with a piece of legislation in mind and see if we can fit the facts around it, we want to go into this with an open mind about the facts and then see if legislation necessarily flows from our conclusions. It may not. It may well be that the legal tools are in place for the Pentagon to achieve this kind of auditable situation, but that's what the purpose of the inquiry is, to figure that out.
Do you have timeline goals? Is there a sense of urgency, or are you going to take your time and do this the way you feel like it should be done?
The chairman of the panel is going to make those decisions. My advice to him has been and would be that we take our time and do it right. One obvious milepost would be next spring's defense authorization bill. If we feel that legislation is necessary, I would prefer that it be ready by that time. But if we feel we've not yet developed the record and our understanding of the problem well enough, then I wouldn't want to be rushed by any artificial legislative deadline. Again, our goal here is not necessarily to write a law. I think we have enough laws. Our goal is to figure out how we can leverage the institutional power of the Congress to get these financial statements in the hands of the public as soon as we can. The President and the leaders of the Congress are once again locked in very intense negotiations about how to reduce our overwhelmingly large deficit. Keep this fact in mind. The Pentagon buys more goods and services than most of our state governments put together in any given year. If we could effectuate a 5% efficiency in the goods and services that we buy by keeping better track of them, this would probably generate about 10% of the savings that the President and the leaders of Congress are looking for to help close the deficit. So a dime out of every dollar we're trying to save in these intense negotiations is sitting there in the Pentagon. If we could achieve just a 5% efficiency in, you know, buying gasoline when it's cheaper, in buying cases of water in bulk rather than a little bit at a time, and not paying twice or three times for the same software that we had designed 2 or 3 years ago. Now, these are real-life examples that we are not able to systematically see because we don't have auditable financial statements.
It may be important to note that what you're talking about is not cuts, it's just efficiency.
Yeah, it's the idea of getting 100 cents of value for every dollar that you spend instead of 90 or 91 or 92. And, you know, I've always believed that probably the most effective savings in the Pentagon budget are the mundane issues. It isn't getting rid of some aircraft carrier that you may or may not need, although we probably should think about that. It's about whether you're leasing or owning warehouse space, whether you've got a supply management chain that can get goods and services where you need them quickly instead of warehousing things in the first place. Again, whether it's avoiding triple or quadruple investment in the same basic product because you've got four branches of the department pursuing things at the same time. These are really dry, boring discussions, but that have the potential to save enormous amounts of money for the taxpayers of the country without reducing the muscle of our defense system.
New Jersey Democratic Congressman Rob Andrews, a member of the House Armed Services Committee. He's co-chairing, along with Republican Mike Conaway, a panel looking into the Defense Department finances. You can hear this interview again, find links to more information at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.